Welcome to Maseches Baba Basra, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Gimel, Chapter 1, Mishnah 3. The Mishnah begins, Hamakif es chaveira mishloish ruchosav. If a fellow purchases three fields, and those three fields surround the one field of his friend, as we saw in the previous Mishnais, ordinarily, one person cannot force his neighbor to put up a fence and fields because there's no hezek re'iyah, there's no damage from someone peering into your field. You don't live in your field. Says the Mishnah, Vesashni. This fellow that purchased the three fields that surround the field of his friend put up gates, put up fences between his property and the property of his friend. Says the Mishnah, Ein Mechayvin Asay. Even though the fellow in the middle who surrounded on three sides by fence just got his field fenced in from three sides, and that's an amazing benefit, he's probably very happy with that. Still, the other fellow can't obligate him to participate in any way, shape, or form because he could tell him, I don't need fences there. And more than that, my field is not even fenced in on all sides. You can still come in from one side. However, says the Mishnah, Rabbi Yossi says, "In Amad v'Goderes Revius, let's say the fellow in the inner field went up and put his own fence up on the fourth side, Milgal Gnal Vasakoyo, then in that situation, he shows that he's happy, he's satisfied with the fence on the three sides from the fact that he put up the fourth side. Therefore, the halacha is that he has to participate and he has to pay now 50% of the expenditure of all of the fences. The Tanakhama, however, would hold that he doesn't have to pay for that. The Tanakhama actually would hold all he has to pay for is 50% of the most inferior quality type of fence, so a thatch fence or something out of reeds, as opposed to the actual cost of the type of wall that was constructed. Let's see one more Mishnah Dalet, Mishnah 4. Says the Mishnah, Koisel Chotzer Shenafal. Let's say there was a wall that separated between two courtyards, so we're back into the courtyard situation, and that wall falls down. The halacha is that even if that was a very tall wall, it was 20 feet tall, when they rebuild it, one neighbor can only obligate the neighbor to build an average wall. An average wall is Arba Amos, approximately 7 or 8 feet. That's sufficient for Hezek Riyah. That takes away one person being able to peer into another person's property, and it creates privacy. Says the Mishnah more than that. Mechezkas Shanasan. If after the wall was built, one of the fellows says to his friend, you didn't pay me 50%. And he says, what do you mean? I already paid you. Then we believe the fellow that said he probably paid already, that he paid already. Because since he knows, this is a known law to everybody, that if somebody builds a wall in a chatzar that you're required to build a wall, you have to pay. We assume that the fellow didn't build the wall before he received 50% of the cost to build a wall. Ad sheyavi raya, unless the fellow claiming can bring proof, shelo nosan, that he actually never paid. So for example, he brings witnesses that tell him, that say he claimed, said, asked him for the money, and he said, nah, whatever, I'm not giving it to you now, or whatever it is, so then there's proof that he didn't give. Says the Mishnah, Me'arba Amas Ulamala. Let's say one of them wants to extend his wall higher than 4 Amas, Ein Mechayvin Oisai, then we don't obligate his friend to pay for the additional height of the wall. However, says the Mishnah, Samach Le'Koisel Acher, let's say the second friend, the fellow, so it means one friend fellow goes and he extends the wall and he makes it even taller than usual. And the second fellow goes, says, no, I'm not participating. But then he goes and he builds another wall that is perpendicular to this wall so that now he has a structure. Even though he never put a roof on top of it, we require him to pay for the additional expenditure of the additional height of the wall. We also assume that he didn't give yet. And the reason we assume he didn't give yet was because usually people don't pay for the extension of the height of the wall. Unless there's proof that he actually gave, that he actually participated, then he doesn't have to pay. Wishing you a fantastic day and an amazing rest of your week.